gospel stuff a little further. Haven't we heard about a blind man being healed? Yeah, that's not a fact we have. A few weeks ago, we heard about a blind man, and then we had a whole series of conversations having to do with metaphorical blindness. And now we're back to Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, whose name, by the way, is a bit of a joke, because Bartimaeus is like Johnson, Bartimaeus. So it's Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, literally. Department of Redundancy Department. Anyway, this blind man is by the side of the road. And he joins those who are on the way once he's healed. What's really interesting about Bartimaeus is he's a little different than anybody else in Mark's gospel who's been healed. He's the only one who ends up following Jesus. Others refer to Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth, by the way, is a hick town. So, you know, saying somebody is from Smallville. Bartimaeus refers to him as Son of David, which is a much better title. It's also politically risky. This may be why everyone was trying to get him to shush, because that's the sort of thing the authorities, particularly the Romans, would hear about and worry about. Because that sounds like a movement. That sounds like a revolution in the making. So he's saying this at the top of his lungs, and everybody's like, shh, quiet. As soon as Jesus says, call him here, they're like, oh, come on. Yeah, he's calling you. Come on, let's go. It's kind of interesting how Jesus' followers want to ignore him and want to shut him up. But as soon as Jesus pays attention to him, they're all helpful. Anyway, Jesus says, call him here, and asks him the same question that he had asked the other week when we heard about James and John, the sons of thunder. He asked the same question. What do you want me to do for you? Exactly the same question. He doesn't assume he knows what Bartimaeus wants. Bartimaeus gets to choose. But how does he respond? Now, unlike the sons of thunder, who wanted to be get the best seats, they wanted first dibs on Jesus' right hand and left hand. Bartimaeus gives voice to his deepest need. I want to see again. And Jesus heals him. Sort of wonder if this was Jesus trying to teach his followers something, saying, go and get him. Bring him here. Was this an object lesson since they seem not to be getting it over and over and over? Here, this is how you do it. You go and get those people and you bring them here. This particular passage is very short, but it's actually kind of fascinating in a lot of ways. There's a method of reading scripture devotionally, developed or mainly best associated with St. Ignatius Loyola, who was the guy who founded the Jesuits, if that name sounds familiar. And it involves using one's imagination. And the way it works is you look at a particular passage and in turn, in as much detail as possible, imagine what it would be to be in that particular scene as each of the characters in the scene. So, what would it like to be Bartimaeus? You're a beggar. You can't do anything else. What would it like to be Bartimaeus and have this possibility presented to you? And then suddenly, you could do anything. And you choose to follow Jesus. What would it be like to be a member of the crowd? You know, the people who are trying to shush Bartimaeus. And then Jesus takes interest in this beggar at the side of the road. What would that be like? What would that feel like? What would that look like? What would it like to be Jesus? What would it be like to be Jesus? To have followers who don't seem John Baker saying, you're the Messiah, because that's what Son of David was associated with. And the silent observers of this scene, what would it like to be like to be those religious authorities? The people who are caught between their own overlords and the needs of the people. What would it be like to be in that position? What potential revolution? Putting myself into each of these roles in this or pretty much any passage is actually a valuable exercise, because I think we most readily identify with what speaks to us in the moment, but there's also a part of each of us in each of these other roles. The rule-keeping authorities, the crowd who is part of a great thing, but not particularly interested in getting other people to be part of the great thing. Bartimaeus, sidelined, literally side of the road, in his greatest need. What's it like to be those people? Remember, Bartimaeus was healed and followed Jesus, but this is the last, well, pretty much the last, certainly the last healing, and pretty much the last miracle. There's one more about Christian victory before the entry into Jerusalem, before Palm Sunday, when everyone acclaims Jesus as Son of David and is absolutely gaga, he's a rock star. And in the space of a very short period of time, turn on him. Fall deep. Taking St. Ignatius's idea of putting oneself into each character in a particular passage, I find myself wondering, here we're venturing into speculative territory, but I find myself wondering, what would it have been like after this, after they got to Jerusalem? Particularly, what would it be like to be Bartimaeus? Your entire world has just opened up again. There are some serious choices you need to make. Dangerous choices. Do you suppose Bartimaeus was one of the first to run away? Do you suppose he hung around to see what it was like? If he did run away, it's pretty much everybody did. Do you suppose he came back? Do you suppose he turned up in Galilee? Over the course of this next week, it's kind of an experiment. Take a bullet and home. Keep this passage about Bartimaeus. Take an opportunity to read it. Think about what would it be to be each of these people in this scene. What would it be like going forward? Consider, how are we like this crowd that followed Jesus? How are we like Bartimaeus? How are we like those religious authorities, the silent observers? And how are we like Jesus? Mark's gospel has been, as the people who've been doing Bible study can tell you, it's been described as a passion narrative with the preface attached. Thus, fully a third of the book is the passion. But the overarching question through that entire span is the question Jesus asks, who do you say that I am? And that's fundamentally our Christian project, to answer that question.